watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
If you're wondering, is that Jack Armstrong? And the answer is yes. He has. Yeah, I don't know how he would incorporate that into a song. But yeah, Jack has a Christmas album out, and last night was the big show at Danforth Music Hall, where tons of people were there supporting some great charities and supporting Jack Armstrong, who's up there just a cappella, just ripping it. It was awesome.
You know what I'd love to see Jack do? I'd like to see him perform a song or create a song that has all of his Jack-isms in them. So, like,
hello. Get that garbage out of here.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Yeah, this is a good idea there. Yeah. Maybe our next guest and myself could do a Hanukkah album.
Beauty.
This is a good Mazel idea. Tov. Thank you very much. We'll do it at a local temple. Josh Lundberg, are you interested in this idea?
I mean, I'd do it, but at this point, Jack is way too big for me. Like, I think he's probably talking with Drake about a collaboration.
Yeah.
Ooh,
like, yeah, maybe the Arkells. I don't think he's going to be slumming it with me. But
so what was it like down there last night? I saw your posting on Twitter, on Instagram, that you were taking it in. A number of the Raptors media were there. Fill us in on the scene.
He puts on a good show, I'll tell you. The man can hold a note. At one point, I'm thinking, like, okay, well, he's just having fun up there. Like, he's not actually a singer. But no, I don't know. Maybe he was a coach. Now he's in broadcasting. Maybe he's got a third career here. I think he's not bad.
He's good.
He's good.
He's good.
I thought you were going to go.
He's good.
He's good.
Yeah, stop.
He's good.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah, we did play the "It's Good" in the previous segment, so we don't want to overuse it.
No, definitely not.
What's not so good? Well, at least if you're a LA Lakers fan tonight, is Anthony Davis's status. He leaves last night's game against Cleveland with the flu, and of course the Lakers in town tonight to play the Raptors. What are you hearing about AD's status? Are the Raptors going to dodge one of the hottest players in the NBA tonight, Josh?
Possible, yeah. I haven't seen an injury report yet for today. That usually comes out for a team that's on the second night of a back-to-back around 1:30, so that'll be interesting to keep an eye on, not just for Anthony Davis, but even LeBron, like, 37 years old, dealing with an ankle injury, second night of a back-to-back, and of course he was going to play in Cleveland last night. So, yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if they sat LeBron out for rest tonight. Now, maybe less likely that LeBron sits if Anthony Davis isn't able to play, but
what are they resting him for? Like, they're not even in a playoffs.
Well, I mean, you know, got to preserve his body. He's 37 years old. It's 20th season.
Preserve his body. Okay, so instead of playing him 35 minutes or 40 minutes, maybe you play him 15 minutes in the game.
LeBron's not playing 15.
I don't know.
Minutes,
I just don't get it. Like, when you're saying you're preserving guys, like, Lakers need all the wins they can get right now.
They do.
What are you preserving? Anyways, go ahead, Josh.
No, it makes sense. They've looked better recently, but, like, I was saying this yesterday on Overdrive, too, is, like, the roster hasn't changed, right? Like, this is still a heavily flawed team in terms of, like, no shooting around LeBron and AD and not a ton of depth, and they're still old and all that stuff. So what's changed? Why are they playing much better recently? And you mentioned it. Like, it's Anthony Davis. He's been, if not the best player in the NBA over the last couple weeks, certainly one of the best. And, yeah, you could say, well, that's the Anthony Davis we should have been seeing over the last couple of years, as he's, for the most part, underperformed. But it's a superstar league, right? And we've seen this so many times over the years where a team that has one or two really, really good players, that takes you a long way. And in some cases, we saw this certainly with LeBron early in his career in Cleveland, in some cases that might be good enough to make you a contender just in and of itself. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes from here, right? Like, the Lakers were a punchline for most of the early part of the season. But as long as, you can't really expect LeBron to carry that caliber of a load at 37. But as long as Anthony Davis is playing the way that he's been playing, I don't know. The Lakers have a shot. Like, we're not talking championship contending team, but they're a playoff caliber team if those two are playing the way those two have been playing. But as is the case always with Anthony Davis and LeBron at his age, health is always going to be a big thing too, and maybe that's why you preserve those guys in the second night of a back-to-back, because without one or both of those guys, the Lakers are screwed.
That is a fair assessment. Josh Lewenberg, our Raptors reporter, our guest here on First Up. So, J-Lew on TSN.ca, you had a column on Fred VanVleet, his recent shooting woes. I believe he's 5 for his past 28 threes.
Awful.
Very uncharacteristic. I mean, a matchup against the Celtics for a guy like Fred VanVleet, that's a tough one, no doubt. But, and I'm not sure how much of our audience is aware of what the Toronto Raptors have down at the practice facility at the OVO Center, but they've got this technology on the walls, like all these screens that have all these different metrics with regards to the players and their shot and how really? It's how off kilter it is. And I know you were down there yesterday, Josh. What can you tell us about what that technology is telling the Raptors about Fred VanVleet?
Yeah, they've spent some money on this thing. NOAA Analytics, they've actually had it for a number of years. And what it is a sensor few feet above the rims at the practice facility. And previous to this year, it would, there'd be a speaker on the back of the rim and it would let you know, or the back of the net, I should say, and it would let you know what is wrong with your shot, basically. It's a shot measuring tool that measures a player's arc and accuracy on their jumper. And the speaker would sort of let you know, like, far right, far left. It's a little bit short. It's a little bit long through codes and all this stuff. But this year, as you mentioned, the Raptors have built this massive screen on the far wall in the facility. And all that information is on there now. So literally, as you're taking shots, as Nick Nurse was shooting free throws yesterday, maybe to prove a point after his team missed 8 the day before, it lets you know, shot by shot, what all the data is on your jumper. So what Nurse told us yesterday is that in addition to some of the things that a player normally deals with when they're going through a slump, they're just like the shots aren't falling, or maybe it's with Fred, maybe it's an injury or still recovering from his illness, who knows. In addition to all that stuff, there is a bit of a hitch in his release that the shot has basically not been online for the last little bit. And he said that's unusual for a player with good mechanics, especially a player with, like Fred VanVleet, with great mechanics, that normally if it's affected by fatigue or injury, that the arc is affected more than the accuracy, that maybe the shot will be a little bit short. But he said it's a little bit weird to see it going left or right and just not being especially straight. So it's something that they're working on and something that we're going to be keeping an eye on if this slump continues. With that said, and this is the point that Fred made yesterday, is you look at the track record, not only is he a great shooter, he's historically a consistent shooter. He's never shot below 36% from three in any season. He's a 38% career shooter. So he's due for some positive regression here. It seems like it's only a matter of time, but the Raptors could use that sooner rather than later for him to turn things around because they desperately need him. He's a high-volume shooter. He takes over 8 of them a game, and they don't. And we've been talking about this for a while. They don't have too many reliable shooters on this roster. They really rely on guys like VanVleet and Anunoby, and those guys, as great as Anunoby has been in just about every other facet of the game, he's been slumping too. So, yeah, I mean, it makes things so much harder on you when your shooters aren't hitting shots, and that's been the case for the Raptors for, what, like a month now?
Josh, throw on some shorts. Show the guys how it's done. I know you can fire the ball still like a young Ray Allen. I know what's going on with the Josh Lewenberg's jump shot. That would be my suggestion, personally.
Where do you think I'm going to find all this time, AK? Yeah. You want me to be recording albums with Jack Armstrong?
No, recording albums with me. We're doing the Hanukkah album. Jack has his block. Okay. You and I. We'll call Bronstetter. He'll join us. A little trio. That's something that we could work on going forward. So, Josh, I was thinking about this last night with the Raptors having just played against the Boston Celtics at home. Jason Tatum was outstanding. Luka Doncic was in town last week. If you were to start a franchise with one of those two players, and I think they would probably be the consensus top guys right now. I guess Giannis is a little bit older. Let's say under 25. You can include Ja Morant in there as well. Is it Tatum? Is it Doncic? Is it Morant? Is it someone else? I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, but who would be your number one overall selection in that respect?
That's a really good question. I'm tempted to say Luka, but I don't know. I mean, Luka's not great on the defensive end. He's just so good offensively. I don't know. I guess the cop-out answer is you can't go wrong with any of those
That's
guys.
True. That is true. I mean, Tatum's so good defensively. We saw it in the playoffs. I mean, he was obviously banged up last year on the route to the NBA Finals. I think Tatum's got a really good. He's averaging 30 a game. He's clearly taking another step. This guy's unbelievable, and he's leading the best team in the NBA right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good argument. And he's got a great sidekick in Jaylen Brown, too. But the player that Tatum has turned himself into, it's remarkable. And it hasn't always been linear, right? Like, he's had some bumps in the road. But, yeah, when you look at what Boston is doing, credit to them, they've built a really strong team. They've got great depth. I really love the Brogdon addition over the summer. Marcus Smart, obviously, with what he's turned himself into, not just defensively, but I think offensively he's a pretty good player too. But yeah, I mean, so much of it is Tatum, right? Like you mentioned the defense. Boston's been so good defensively for the last couple of years, but and not enough people are talking about what they're doing offensively this year. Like they're on pace for a historic offense just in the way that they're shooting the ball and scoring the ball. It was interesting seeing them in person the other day, especially because they weren't really at their best on Monday. But as great teams do, one, they found a way to win even when they weren't at their best. Two, they kind of just flipped on the switch in the third quarter and put the game away, more or less. Like, they really are in a class of their own right now in the NBA. And I'm not sure I would have said that a few weeks ago, where it looked like it was like Milwaukee and Boston 1-2 up top of the Eastern Conference. Now, Boston's pulled away. Even in terms of when you look at the Western Conference teams, it's Boston and everyone else in the league right now. And maybe that changes, and we know that things can change pretty quickly in the NBA. But right now, yeah, they're the team to beat in both conferences.
Josh, thank you for doing this, my friend. We'll be watching your coverage, JLou1050 on Twitter. It's the Raptors and the Lakers tonight, a game you can hear on TSN 1050. Thanks, man.
All right, guys. So.
Josh Zimmerberg. We've got some good stuff. You know, when you have guests, recurring guests on a radio show, you know, you develop little jokes.
Yeah.
And with JLou, it's sup and
it's good.
It's good. Yeah. It was good.